was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello, Lord. Welcome to Friday. It is the morning sickness. It's 5:45. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. Big Dick Toledo on the final day to qualify you for Doug Hopkins, $5,000. That's right. U-Fest, we're going to give Doug Hopkins $5,000 guarantee away right there on stage next Friday, 1 week from today, and it could be you. You can still get that coveted sixth slot by listening on our app. So if you go to the KUPD app, click on that, pop in there, you accumulate some hours, and off you go, possibly being that sixth qualifier who didn't have to do any guessing or anything else, just was the lucky random draw. That is like winning the lottery, only it's $5,000 lot. Less work. Jesus, Brady has detoured my thoughts.
Yeah, that's a doozy.
Hands me a piece of paper and says,
S-Bag of the Year award, that's only for people with us.
Yeah, and the technicality, the rule for the S-Bag of the Year is they walk amongst us. We here in Phoenix could run into the person we're talking about at any given time, possibly did business with them prior to finding out, you know, Mr. Orange, who is a current nominee for this year's win, was hanging out with us. We were all fans. You might even have pictures of yourself with Mr. Orange, you know? The proximity is what makes it so weird. This, if Randy Bauman over there in Pennsylvania has his S-Bag of the Year awards, the Frank Caliendo, Nathan Sutherland S-Bag of the Year, we have a guy.
We'll send it to him.
We'll send it to him and see if Pennsylvania wants to put him in the running for the national contest. Because just the headline alone, Brady hands me this. He goes, "Want to throw this guy in? This will change your day." Here's the headline. Worst I've ever heard, Brett. Ready? Brace yourself.
Go.
Cop accused of raping baby girl tried blaming dog for her injuries. Yeah, put that in here. That's a lot to unpack, isn't
it? That's not multiple stories just jumbled together. That's one story.
A whole bunch of words that should never be together.
Ugh.
Like, together and assembled properly as, you know, subjects and verbs and nouns and all that.
Wow.
Pennsylvania police officer accused of raping. I would have lost the under over on this one, too. 13-month-old girl.
Man.
Blamed the family dog for the injuries on the
little girl. Oh, yeah, well, you know. Yeah.
Stephen Kyle Cugini, one of yours, 28-year-old officer with the York City Police Department, was arrested. The kid had a lot of bruises, taken to the hospital, and learned injuries went beyond bruising. It was the dog what done it. Wow. Can't go to hell fast enough. That makes me want to be religious. So Brady's folks are right, and there is some fiery abyss that these types of people go to. I can't imagine I would have to share space with them because I enjoy shrimp so much, and that first book puts me and a lot of people in peril, or you have tattoos. This guy's a little worse. There has to be a different level. Wow. He blamed the dog. The dog's like, what the f- are you talking about?
Don't blame me for this. Yeah,
this dog is like, hey, what? I'm on trial here. So thanks for that, Brady. Thanks to
13-month-old baby.
Yeah, you kick my day off with that. I'm spreading the word.
Way to kick off the morning.
Yeah, way to start off. Good rightness, that is. Our society. And then I got another email. Lady Tiffany says, what's wrong with people? Sends me a deal. Says, it's basically Brazilian, well, you know, the woman that took her a dead uncle to the bank in Brazil.
Yeah.
They got video of her now trying to load him into a taxi. Like, it was never easy to get this dead man all the way to the bank for a $3,000 loan.
Give her an A for effort.
Well, I mean, well, sure. There was a lot of work. She earned $3,000. Yeah, if it was a fear factor or a challenge on the Amazing Race, she did great.
I mean, the video. is a classic because everything's rolling fine until the final signature.
Well, you got to sign it. Well,
yeah, she got stumped there.
Watch the one where she's trying to load him up in the Uber. I mean, it's just she got a cab. She didn't even have a. She couldn't even get a ride or drive herself. The cab driver's like, "What's going on? Why?" They just started jab a dead man in the, and then load his wheelchair and then get him out. They got video of all of it. All of this going on. And you got, you know, that Middle East thing's going now, too. It just feels like a weird, you know, just, you know. When do we ever get headlines? Just sunshine shoots from every human's ass for 5 minutes today. When do we ever get that? We're like, wow, this will be amazing. We get happiness and sunshine shooting out of our ass every fifth of the month. It's the fifth of the month. That amazing ass-gasm of sunshine that's going to happen to all of us. It makes us all happy. It's here. And then take the other 30 days of the month to just pay attention to dogs and people raping babies and war and dead people being loaded into cabs.
We're going to have a little bit of that, John, tomorrow.
You're going to have an ass-gasm?
No, that sunshine you're looking for.
Are you
420 at
wait,
the zoo.
Hold on. You just used all this to promote your
yes,
day at the
yes.
zoo. Yeah, wow. That's you're bad at that. Don't do that. Leave that alone. You can't be that quick to promote Come Hang With Me after I said the words baby rape.
Yeah, stay out of the sales department. Yeah, you're not good at
you're
this.
You're not even allowed and to walk my promotions
of,
at all.
Have you seen the baby rhino?
You're not even... You have to go all the way around the building. You can't go by a promotions room.
Speaking of baby rape, tomorrow.
What? What did you say?
Just thought I'd shoehorn in a promo.
Don't talk about that right now. We got all morning. It's not. You don't leap off the tall.
Too soon.
It was way too soon. Not the proper time.
Gosh.
No. I know you want to get people to show up. That was a terrible time for your day at the zoo.
Got a baby time. Sea lion. So, did you guys hear about the whole baby rape thing? Look over there. Look at that parrot. So
turn
little.
Away.
It's a coyote. It's sort of a dog. Did you hear that story in Pennsylvania about the dog and the guy and the infant? Anyway, you want to come on? Let's go have some barbecue.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible. I've never seen... I need so much WD-40 to slide that into conversation. It's ridiculous.
What a segue.
Terrible. It is not... No. Sunshine will not shoot out your ass tomorrow at the zoo after that. We'll get it in there, Brady, but
and you
not
know
yet.
Who else?
My
You can
God.
Say 20% off of your insurance.
That's right. Well, that's a callback to something nobody understands, but don't do that. It was on the tip of his tongue, Brett. I'll be out at... Brett, do you have anywhere to go? Do you want to promote something this weekend?
If I did, I wouldn't tell you at this
exactly.
point.
Exactly.
At least not right now.
I just talked of nuclear holocaust and baby rape, and Brady's like,
I got a plan tomorrow. Woo!
Those rose-colored glasses, they fell off and burned up. But yeah, you get to go to the zoo tomorrow if you want to with Brady, if you just mention the BOGO. You get in there.
Sunshine.
Yeah. All you have to do is mention today's top story, and you'll get in for free. Hi, I'm here for the baby rape day.
Oh, yeah, you're Brady's crew. That's great.
Yeah, you're not allowed to talk about things. You can't start a conversation. You don't do that. That was. I'm trying to drive a train, and you grabbed the wheel and tried to turn right.
How's your day going?
Yeah, you were. That was an abrupt attempt at sales. Yeah, I don't even know where to go with that. Now we got to try to. Now you've put me in the awkward driving position of navigating back to or away from the horrible story and the theme of the morning, which is when will it stop? Nobody's going to cover the news of sunshine. If everybody tomorrow at the zoo has sunshine shoot out their ass and they have an ass-gasm, I'll stand corrected. I watch a lot of murder. Nobody's got anything. You cannot follow that up.
I thought I'd throw in a little sales promotion in the middle of that, maybe.
We'll be back for a message from our sponsors.
I want to build a door or a gate around Brady. I haven't chosen yet. But.
A roll-up one? Or?
But I don't know what they are. I don't know how they work, but yeah. Yeah, it just seems I'm going to try to act like I never have. It just seems like we can't ever have a day where we're away from all that.
You can't at the zip.
Stop it. You can't continue this.
You ask the question, when will it stop? My dad's always said you can't stop a moving train.
I don't know what that means.
I think it'll never stop.
Well, yeah, but that's my point. I mean, that's my point. why is it that it like we can't have a day, just one per month, where just it's all sunshine and rainbows? Why? And I know people email, you can do it for yourself. It's just, it's unavoidable. You're either oblivious to the world's
goings on.
That's
the only way.
Yeah, you
put,
have,
putting the phone
you have
down,
to be dumb.
Not watching any.
You have to be dumb and unaware.
Out in the woods.
The only way, that's why I've always thought that, you know, the mentally challenged
are always smiling.
They're the happiest ones. And sure, I mean, you give me the tardation. Immediately I'm thinking to myself, well, that's not going to make me happy. But if I never knew different, and I ain't paying attention to the Israeli Iran-Palestinian conflict because I just can't comprehend it. Just, of course I'm happy at the sight of Brock's candies for free at the Safeway. I mean, my world is blown by the gummy bear section. No! I want that kind of joy in my life. Children tend to have that. We lose that somewhere along the way.
I'm actually jealous of them right now after hearing that segue we just did.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
I had a conversation with a guy yesterday, and we actually were giggling and laughing. I am, too. I want to be retarded. I want to be like Brady. I want to hear the words baby rape and think, I want to go to the zoo. I want to have a brain that doesn't function properly and go, wow, talking about baby rape. Yeah, it's time to take people to the zoo. Like, that's how a mentally retarded person would think. Let's go to the zoo. He's right. Let's stop talking about these horrible things. Everybody go to the zoo with me.
He's right. You're driving.
Okay. I'm going to drive the bus to the zoo. Nukes raining down over Israel and Iran. So what?
So that's beautiful.
Look how pretty the zoo looks. You know what's good about the zoo? It's not currently under nuclear attack. Yeah, that's true. He's right. So head on over to the zoo and wash every care away. Yeah, sure. You'll ask yourself, what's that smell? It's the zoo. You're at the zoo. You can't bring up the, don't bring up the smell at the zoo. You just piss people off. Yeah, and then you got that. I had a conversation with a guy yesterday. He was saying, if Israel attacks Iran, it's going to end in nukes. I'm like, Jesus Christ, are these the conversations I have with people now? is this my friendly banter with pals? It's going to end in nukes. He's not wrong. And half of me thinks, yeah, that's probably the best solution. We just kind of glass factoried the whole area. And then they wouldn't know what to fight over anymore. We just got rid of the stuff they fight over, maybe. Yeah. It's like my dad. I hit my neighbor Mark Cassius with my baseball bat when I was five. I took a swing at him, just tapped him. My dad took it away and sawed it in half. Now we didn't have anything because he wanted the bat too. Like he was trying to, he said it was his and it wasn't. I chased him around and I hit him in the side with it. I'm like, you can't have this. I'm like, what? And I watched him saw it in half right there and he cut it in half and threw it in the trash. And I'm like, oh my God. Now there's nothing to fight over. So we got along just fine. So maybe if we did just nuke the region, not us, let them do it. Stayed out of it. Maybe like when they turn to us at the end and go, whoops, we broke everything. Well, you're playing ball in the house. That'll happen. Starting to chuck nukes at each other. But that's the world we live in. And the only way around that is to have the Down syndrome and just go to the zoo with Brady tomorrow. I watched another thing where they had the valedictorian at USC. She's got her speech canceled. They're supposed to do that because she wants to make it all about the pro-Palestinian speech.
Yep.
You just graduated from Southern California. Like, talk about the movies and what are you doing? Like, who cares? Like, if I'm sitting there at my graduation, I want to get drunk in a few minutes. I don't want the genius of USC to go up there and tell me that, you know, the Palestinians need that. Shut up.
She clearly doesn't want to speak. She doesn't want to do that thing.
Well, who?
Because she would have to know that speech is going to get.
Well, yeah, she's got a fear of public speaking, yeah. So she threw in, I'm going to do it about baby rape and Palestinians. Like, nah, not going to do it.
Can't do that.
But now there's this big thing saying, let her speak. I'm like, what kind of college experience did you have where your last day is a pro-Palestinian rally? Where's the beer? Where's the sex? What happened to 80s movies? That's, why did college turn into that? And I know it's always had that weird thing, but that's ridiculous. Valedictorians handing out Palestinian speeches. Read the room. I know you did good and you got all the good grades and you earned this, but go up there and go, oh my God, my experience with lesbianism happened right over there. And I'll never forget the time that frat guy showed me the mole on his penis over there, and we all laughed for hours. This is the best experience of my life. Talk about college.
I learned what a train was.
And, I know what trains were, and I learned that American guys are loud and awful. And whatever. Where the headgear go up, be you. But talk about college. Nobody wants to hear about the Palestinians. They're all going to go get drunk after.
Nobody's. No, they're already drunk.
Well, that's, yeah, at college graduation, they
so
show up.
So you're not
up,
talking to anyone.
And you're graduating on 420. You think you're making any marks there? No.
Pretty much all.
You're not changing anyone's mind. You're pissing off the people that already disagree with you. And the people that are already in your camp are the ones that are going to be shaking the Palestinian flag. You're not. The normal folks like me are sitting there like, I don't want to hear this. I want to get drunk. Hurry up. If you told me my graduation from USC, which isn't cheap, was going to end with an hour and a half speech about Palestine, I might not even show up to my own incredibly important graduation. Like, no, I'm going to go get drunk. We're in Los Angeles. It's April. This is, like, perfect outside. You think I want to sit at USC and listen to that? I'm getting drunk. I'm going to Pasadena, and then I'm going to roll down all the way to the beach, and I'm going to Hollywood, and going all over the place. I'm going to get drunk. I'm going to take a drink in every area of this town.
Put it on the top of your graduation hat and chuck it in the crowd.
Right. Yeah. Give me a little something. And then everybody go to the zoo. Got a good zoo over there in L.A.? Yeah. They're sitting there like, should we let her speak? I'm like, I'm not even for the political reasons. For the fun. This is the reason we don't have fun anymore. Too many wet blankets get to run around with microphones and tell us stuff. I need fun people back. They even ruin, like, late-night TVs, all wet blankets. They're all talking about this. I'm talking about it. I'm a wet blanket right now, but I want fun. I want sunshine and assholes.
Let's go to the zoo.
Let's go to the zoo. That's exactly it. Let's
As
go
Brett
to the
would
zoo.
Say, just saying. I'm just saying.
Now get over to the zoo, and if Brady even goes, yeah, well, I was talking to a guy about the war. Shut up. You have every right to shove him in a hippo cage. That's the deal. Tomorrow at the zoo, anybody talks about war or babies or bad things, you're going in the hippo cage. You got to fight a hippo. Don't bring it up. It's Brady's. Don't bring it up tomorrow at the zoo day.
We're not talking about that. Sunshine. Assgasms. That's it. Unless you got a story about the last time you had an assgasm, I don't want to hear you talking.
Now you can go to the zoo. Now it's good. I don't want to hear about Biden. I don't want to hear about Trump. I don't even want to. I don't want to see it when you go by the orangutans tomorrow at the zoo. Skid here like Trump. No, you're out. You're gone. Brady, can I go to the zoo?
Feed the white alligator.
I want to be the bouncer. Brett and I will show up in suits.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. You're going to have to go. What are you talking about? Ain't no free speech on Brady's train here. You're gone.
I'll just have a little whistle.
Yep.
Trump talk. I want that guy removed.
It's a tragedy. It's a travesty and a shamockery. They're trying to get him on this bribe money. Oh, you're out. You're gone. He gone. If you even start a sentence with, did you guys hear about, he gone. Get out. I think we actually have that still. We have to kick him out with that. Get him out. Yeah, I think that's it, Brady. Don't allow it tomorrow. If you have a Palestinian there, you have to pull him aside and say, look, this is a zoo trip. This isn't about your moment to shine and your thoughts. We're looking at the animals. And if you decide to go do anything else, I have to let you know.
That's it. You're out of here.
We're kicking you out. We're going to umpire you right out. Life needs to be more like a baseball game. If you don't like what you hear. What happened? He just got tossed from the conversation. That would be awesome. Have baseball announcers watching your meal with like a new. And you get on some weird play date. Your wife's made friends with somebody, and you got to go out to dinner with her. You guys say, how about that Palestine thing? Where do you guys stay tonight? Oh, looks like they're getting into it right now.
You're out of here.
He's getting hooked from the dinner table. That's it. He's got to go sit in the car and wait until he figures out what he's done wrong. He's not even allowed on the field. He's been tossed. Another one of those he catches a fine.
On deck,
yeah.
Danny Smith.
He's going to bring in a new date. Now, hopefully this guy understands that, wow, he can't do that. He's got his. Everybody has to have a backup assigned to the day in case you get tossed from the
conversation. Get out of here!
Got to go to the bullpen.
That's it. You got to go back and get yourself a new.
I got to get a new dinner partner. Sorry about that, gang.
Or everybody can just leave and you can forfeit the dinner. But tomorrow at the zoo, I want you doing that, Brad.
That's it! You're out of here!
All I said was the orangutan looked like Trump.
We're not talking about that today.
That's it. You're out of here.
Get the hook.
Hook him. But it's just the insanity of it all. Also, you know, I fall into it. I think that's kind of the muck and mire I'm in right now. I've been watching those murder shows, and I find them to be, you know, for some reason soothing because I'm normal. Like, you look at this and you're like, this will never happen. I'm never going to, I'm a normal guy. I watch murder shows because I'm normal. They're soothing. I look and I go, well, things aren't so bad. Like, you know, like the worst your brain can be, you're like, well, at least I'm not that guy. Not that. You know, you watch it, just go, I'll never ever turn into that guy. Now, how's that getting? The one that I've been following a lot lately, and it's an older murder, I think it was in Wisconsin, the name's Chris Watts. And the reason it resonates with me is very personal, is because when they were investigating his house, his closet looked very similar to mine. He had several Steelers jerseys. This dude now he's back in the news again because they've released a bunch of love letters from people who are, he's in jail now. Not only did he kill his wife to try to have a life with his mistress, he killed his kids. He got it all clear. He cleared the deck. And then like, ta-da, like he showed up in a tuxedo and a cane. Guess what? I got rid of all of them. But then he started to tell his mistress, no, they're missing. It's not good. So he killed them all. Then started to haul him over to his work and hide him in a certain spot. And he was going to get, I think he got caught. But they were going through his house and they found Steelers. Well, they didn't find him. He was there. It wasn't part of the murder investigation. So I've got friends who've known about that. And through the years, every time a Chris Watts special's on Dateline or 48 Hours or whatever, hey, and they'll send me a picture of their TV. The dude standing in his closet with a bunch of Steelers things. Typical. And I'm like, no, I know who that is. You know Chris Watts? I have. I know he's a big Steelers fan. And it's weird because you think, you know, I would have invited him over to the house not knowing. Hey, Steelers fan, you come on by on Sundays.
Yeah, buddy, come on by Sunday.
He's my pal. Why wouldn't I do that? But, yeah, he could be my friend. I had no idea.
Expect it from the black and silver jerseys, not the black
and
silver.
Yeah, the Raider ones. Yeah. They know they're murderers.
I mean, it's just normal.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
But so now they've just released a bunch of things from crazy broads who fall in love with these prisoners, and his love letters are becoming kind of like fodder on the internet and stuff. And one of the ladies was in Australia and wrote him this love letter that just says, and he doesn't know him at all. I've had an overwhelming feeling to sit down and write to you. I don't know you, you don't know me, but my name is Kate, and I'm writing to you from Australia. I won't lie, I've seen the news, but it's not my reason for writing to you. Now, keep in mind, he killed his wife and two children, maybe three if I remember right, but he killed a lot of people. He just killed a lot of people. You honestly have one of the kindest faces I've ever seen, she says. And this is where the murder shows, like some people watch them different than me, where I'm looking at them going, I can't believe this is in somebody's brain. I don't know you. But I don't want you to feel alone. You also remind me of someone I used to know. You can do as you please with this letter. Of course, I would love to hear from you, talking about whatever you want to. But if for some reason you feel you are unable to write, then I'll completely understand. I've included a photo of myself so you can put a face to the name. Maybe then I won't feel like a stranger to you. Please write back. So this dude's getting just tons of love letters because there's women out there that find that to be
from
one of the most
sheds all over America.
These broads are firing over shots, you know. And Scott Peterson, they had to have a schedule for women to visit him after he murdered his pregnant wife and tossed their heads into the ocean.
The Night Stalker, too.
The Night Stalker. Well, and that's something I don't know, even with Jodi Arias.
Well, I get that.
Who we saw. I don't think she's. I would have written her a letter.
Oh, yeah.
If I had a screw loose. Like, because I would have thought to myself, not bad. Anytime I see a naked woman tied to a tree that's in good shape, I can, for a few seconds, I forgive all of her sins.
I'll take my chances.
Right. She's never going to kill me. I won't say it. I won't say the wrong thing. But then your brain goes, yes, she will. And you have to stop.
Yeah.
Naked ladies confuse us. Like, it's the Steeler fan thing. I see Chris Watts wandering around a Steeler jersey. High five. What's up, brother? And I'm like, I think that was the dude what killed his family.
We got along.
I just high-fived him. The Steeler fan, there's a disconnect to fandom and nudity that makes us kind of forget for a few seconds what reality is. Yeah, I'd have written Jody. But I don't think Jody Arias has a line around the block for visitors. I don't think she's got all those letters. But inevitably, a decent-looking guy kills his whole family, and chicks start writing letters from Australia. Like, all she saw was the special I saw. And she's like, oh, he reminds me of somebody. I want to meet him. And she wants to be with him. Those,
The Menendez.
Menendez. Brothers, is that? Yeah. Those dudes got married and divorced and remarried in jail. The one dude.
Having women left and right.
Met someone. Didn't work out. You know, the jail got in the way. Then another girl. She marries him in there again. Lyle, I think, is the one that's doubled down in the joint. Now, I'm not saying that's a good way to pick up chicks to all you guys who are a little bit desperate, but it's a good way to get girls.
You know where she's always going to be.
Right. Well, but guys don't ever want a jailbird. That's a woman thing.
There was a corrections officer, I believe it's again, it might be Pennsylvania, but he took the lady out.
Out of jail.
She had her first day of work release.
And he boned her.
Ankle bracelet on.
Right.
Drives her to the place. They take it off. Leave the bracelet at the place of work, sure. So it logs in there.
Right.
Takes her home.
Gives her a run.
Yep.
See, I think that's what guys would do. If you had a chance to bone Jody Arias, you would. A, good story. B, you're getting, you can lock her back up. It's the perfect woman, actually. She'll never bitch about wanting to move in. And
how come you never take me out?
I would, but, But, we don't do that. We would bone them. Women fall in love before they meet them. Like the crazy women fall for the prisoner. Like immediately, like they love them. Writing letters, and so they're publishing the letters of the people who are, Chris Watts, and then the mistress. How powerful is she? Like if you went on a Bumble date, so tell me about your last relationship.
Well, it was on Dateline.
Like no kidding.
Uh huh. I dated Chris Watts for a little while.
Oh, the guy that killed his family? And wait a minute, you were the...
Yeah.
Ooh, I got to get in there. That's a guy's first thought. How good was that stuff? Made a guy murder people.
Some bad kill him. For Lyle there.
That's Lyle's wife?
That was one of his wives.
That's the one that left him?
One, yeah.
That hot blonde married Lyle
Not
Menendez?
Not a bad kill.
Anna Erickson?
Yeah.
Shut up! Don't show that to Larry. He'll kill everybody. Yeah, I know for a fact Lyle Menendez got married and divorced after he went to jail for murder and then found another lady and married her.
This one looks like.
Oh, yeah, he got an older lady, the next one. I saw her. I never seen the first one.
Yeah, nice one. The first one's a nice kill. He's married 96 to 2001 to the first one.
Yeah, he's been married two times since he's murdered. In jail.
Let's see if we got a picture of her.
Lost all his hair. I mean,
look at these frat bros.
Isn't there something going on with them too that they're going to retry?
They're always trying to make it so that it was self-defense or something. It's just there's so many insane people. Everybody's insane. Yeah, his next wife ain't so great.
Yeah,
she looks like she should be in jail.
Yeah, he was swinging for defenses on the first one.
I'll tell you this: that picture right there,
back to earth.
They should put her in jail for that hairdo. Jesus. Yeah, she married him. Meanwhile, you got guys who complain they can't find dates, and
Larry's going to murder someone.
Though. Yeah, I was just going to say, Larry, have you tried this? You've tried all the websites. Have you ever tried slaughtering some folks and going to jail for a little while? Because it seems like that's an immediate letter writing win.
I remember years ago pulling up that pen pal website of here's the caged heat. Would you like to write a letter to her? There was
You used to be able to pick one.
Yeah.
This one's done this. But then the mistress is wandering around with that magical murder poon that made a dude take out his whole family, and she's got to go try to find a new fella. That's a lot to overcome as a guy.
I'll take my family out for her.
Every once in a while, the girl you're dating is sitting next to you on the couch and like, what do you want to watch? I don't know. And you're flipping around, and there's Keith Morrison. But then Amber came into the picture, and we had no idea. But she was about to cause a triple homicide. I'm like, that's you.
Yeah, I told you. Chris killed his family because of me.
And then you start weighing that. Puss isn't that good. And there she was, out on the open market, ready to date. And some lucky guy's got her now. Or does he?
That's you. They're talking about you.
I don't want to be on this anymore. Could you ever do that?
No.
You don't think you could date the girl that unwittingly dated the murderer? I don't think. Mm. I think she'd leave me because I'd introduce her as that every time.
Really fascinating.
She would leave me because there wouldn't be a day in her life I wouldn't talk about
again,
it.
Again, how, yeah. You know, it goes on how pretty she is and like, wow.
So you remember Lyle Menendez? This is his first wife. Check it out.
Brady's, like if she's Brady's beyond answers, the yeah,
Brady's answer is fantastic.
She looks good enough. I'll tolerate.
All right. I'll hear the story. And she's pretty. And if you're believing that, oh, you don't know that.
I believe it.
Yeah.
But I mean, some women have dated unknowing the guy that murdered.
No, that's what I'm saying. But they're that, you know, you think of the, like, gullible and naive.
Who, the girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you, if
thinking
it's
all that, and these are great qualifications for a hot girl.
Oh, sure. You want a dumb, but, you know, so dumb that she, but she's also so potent that a guy went off and killed his whole family and then came back and said, how'd I do? And she's like, I don't like this. Now, how do you date that again without leading? Hey, I've seen your girlfriend somewhere. She looks familiar. Oh, you might recognize her from this Dateline speech. Here it is, right here. And then Chris Mims killed his whole family for her. Hey, that's your girlfriend. You'd be getting calls from friends. Are you watching Dateline? Yeah. I think that's your girlfriend. I know. It is my girlfriend. You want to talk to her?
She's on episode 64.
Yeah. Chris Mims was a Steeler fan. Hmm. And then would she date me because I'm a Steeler?
I can't do it. I just can't see all this black and gold and not think of my ex.
I would talk about it constantly. You know, Poonso Magic caused a guy to slaughter his whole family, and now she's all mine.
Wow. That's not true. That's not how it happened. You're so stupid.
It's true. Dude's sitting in jail because this magic thing turned him into a nutbag. It's crazy. Everybody's gone crazy. I love that stuff. But yeah, the Chris Mims thing's out now. And don't, if you're currently right now penning a letter to someone in jail, stop it. Write Larry a letter for Christ's sake.
Who's he killed?
No one. That's the point.
Somebody wants to know, is it all jail or, you know, is it just murderers? I mean, so like, can, you don't want to write one to Joe Diarius, but you want to write one to Brittany Zamora. Is that okay?
Ooh. You can.
I mean, that's kind of one of those.
No, Brittany Zamora is, she's a criminal. She's a hardened. Yeah. I know that Joe Diarius killed.
Right.
She's a criminal
it's
too.
It's a tough call there.
Never saw Brittany naked.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
But I remember when we pulled it up,
yeah.
You could look and say, getting out in the next 12 months. Like you could
oh,
go
yeah, you
the
could
level.
Find out
like
when they're
murder
coming
is
at
gonna
you.
Be in really? 15 years, yeah. Not getting out for 6 years.
Yeah.
Why dive into that? You can look at the early ones.
There's a pen pal website.
Yeah.
And the people available also.
So
have
they'll
the release
establish
date.
That relationship for the
and it, it
for
wasn't,
the year.
It wasn't even about like falling in love, although that probably happened more often than not. You just write them letters and keep them company, and then when they get out, you can help them if you want. It's going to end up with them asking you for stuff. Yeah, the Brittany Zamora thing I think is worse because she kind of has a thing that you'd see that doesn't go away. Jody murdered someone, so she's never getting out, which is...
So if you wanted to go after one, Brett, you know, and you see 5 years left, maybe could get out. Good behavior.
Yeah.
Well, 3 years. I got 3 years to get my act
but
together.
But dudes don't do that. All we, I'll just bang her. I bang Britney's more, but I'm not going to.
Oh, we got cagedladies.com.
Yeah. Look at them. They've got filtered photos. They all look pretty. That one's gorgeous.
This
Why
one?
Don't they write letters to male inmates? Let's keep it in the house.
No, she has a voluptuous bottom, apparently.
Part of her pen pal?
Yeah.
I got a sweet ass on me now. Her name is Maddie. What's she in for?
Let's see here.
It's got to be a short sentence.
Doesn't say.
Does it say release date? They used to have, like, gets out.
But they let them take a sexy picture in jeans and a halter top and talk about their ass?
Or those are the ones that they had again, before they went in.
Even if you're a fella right now and you're thinking about writing a girl, their pen pal, this can't be a successful thing. She's hot too.
Yeah.
This can't be a successful thing. Dudes don't waste time with this.
Hey, she's here. She's in Arizona too.
Hey, she's going to R. One R, Ariana. If you want to meet Ariana, she's at prisonpenpals.com.
Yeah. Cagedladies.com.
She's a Libra.
What's wrong with us?
What? Hey, you can text with her too. Check that out.
Oh, she's got herself a, wow. an Obama
got
phone.
Got a burner.
So if you want to see probably an unshaven prison hooch.
I love the...
What?
I'm looking for consistency.
Huh?
It says what she's looking for. Caring and honesty.
Yeah.
And whoever her pal
well, yeah,
is.
She wants somebody who's, you know, she wants an up...
Not bad.
Upright man, a good decent human. Yeah, pretty good. What did she do? I mean, that's the first question I'm asking because I'm normal. So why are you in there?
I didn't do anything.
They all say
they're all innocent.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Brady's right.
Hey, Shawshank, what are you doing in there?
And then he started writing letters to Ariana. Things were going well.
Ugh, leave that
until she got out. Well, once she got out, she visited Brady's house. And she stayed.
But you're right. How do they, the profile pictures have to be before they got in?
No. Just give them some, probably
they got
a costuming
some
department.
Over maybe there in Perryville?
Maybe they got a modeling agency that pops through every once. But that one looks
this
like
one's
she's
got crazy.
Yeah,
she is crazy.
There's a few of them that look whoa. Really nutty. Now, I might write her a letter just to see what
there's
she says.
Filtering.
There's one with bunny ears and bear ears.
Brady was taken by the barrier filtered photo, so he wrote her a letter. And then Vielka Pena Fernandez emailed back. And love had blossomed. Little did Brady know, though, it would be the worst letter he ever wrote.
Don't, if you're writing a letter to someone in prison and you don't know them.
Oh, here's meetaninmate.com.
Write Larry a letter. Email Larry, for Christ's sake. It's not going to work out. Write Larry a letter.
But he's not.
Yes, no, you're not. Write Larry a letter.
I don't know if he's interested.
Stop it. He's free. He's that's a big one. To me, that's a big, big one for a date. Free, freedom. He has freedom. That's he's one up on everybody else you're thinking about.
That's a good one for Larry right there, Brie.
Yeah, I think we should hook
she's
up.
She's currently single and ready to mingle.
No. Yeah, she's in Oregon.
A, I don't want Larry writing letters to jail
people. She's a firefighter.
People. B, I want Nor- no.
What
not
happened?
A firefighter. She's a former firefighter.
I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Remember, age is just a number. Don't be shy.
Come on, Larry.
I'll if you're 80.
Her name's Brianna. Where's she?
Oregon.
West in Oregon.
Nah, that's not too bad.
They don't say what they did wrong.
Okay, release date next year.
Oh, yeah.
That's not bad.
Hey, less than a year, you can build a good base.
Yeah. Start doing some sit-ups. Yeah,
get
ready
their
for
moves
it.
In. Yeah.
Getting in shape for Brianna's release date. I'm the last normal person on the planet. No.
No.
No. Activities in prison, working out, reading, watching TV, and working on various jobs.
Here's another one. Education. GED.
Yeah.
There you go, Mo.
No! Deal breaker! You got a lot to overcome if you're coming to me with GED and prison time. Oh, great.
I want one
let's
without
find Larry.
I'm
no
going,
GED.
You think her credit score is coming back good? You don't think you're going to be paying a lot of her bills?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's, I don't understand this at all. I just don't get it. Yeah, just stop it. Stop writing letters to them. Why don't we let them write letters to each other?
There's maybe that one's better, John. Education? Education.
Yeah, her education.
No
is, education. Uh-huh. She's about, she just thought, spell this word.
Earliest release days in 2036, though.
She's in there for a spell.
But she enjoys spending time at the lake, around the campfire, entertaining friends. Right.
Her maximum release date is 2044. What did she do? Let me see her face. Not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And she's been slamming prison clam for a while, so that thing's going to tighten up. By 2044, you're going to have yourself a reborn.
Oh, here's one in Arizona for him. Let's see what we got here.
Let's see what Rose is up to. What does she get up? Okay, this is ridiculous. Hi, Rose.
Earliest release date, 2033.
You got time to think
about
it.
Gives them a little time.
She was a barista. She's got no education.
It's a blend. Education, N-A. Heard of it. Her answer was heard of that. Anyway, I don't know what's going on.
Take a chance to get to know me. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah, I
but
have
you got to wait till 2033 till I get out.
What?
Oh, man. Why don't the prison pals in girl prison have access to the male prisoners and they can write each other letters. Quit doing this. Stop it. Right now, one of you is, I'm going to write my pen pal and stop it.
She's a Navy veteran, was a college student, went to U of A, nursing degree.
She's a nurse. Great.
What happened?
Who did
she kill?
First off, I can tell you exactly what happened. She started to raid the drug cabinet at the nurse's center. She got busted on that. She's in jail for, what, she got out in 2033?
Yes, that's the release.
She did a ton of B&Es. She got caught with a lot of drugs, probably stole from patients. Nurses have access to stuff. Every time you see a nurse in jail, it's because they had access to things and they started to swipe them. I guarantee you that's why she's there. Stop writing her letters. I don't get it.
Summer.
Holy Jesus. Wait a minute. I changed my entire stance on old Summer Martin. When does she get out? Can I kill
2034?
I'm an advocate. Did she go to school? Master's occupation.
Before prison, healthcare administrator.
She did the same thing. She got into the old
Likes meeting new people,
fishing, surfing, exercise.
She's
maintaining a healthy diet.
Yeah, send her a picture of your dick. That's a great idea, gang. I met her. She's in jail. She can say, and I don't want to, stop it. Brady was alone and didn't have any idea. This one's in her lingerie. If any emailed Carla, she was in jail in California.
Hey, she gets out in 2025.
She's 1 year away from being your special lady.
Or is she?
Carla showed up at the door with suitcases. Brady was confused. He asked her if she had anywhere to stay. She said not anymore. She thought his letters were inviting. And Carla and Brady started having dinner together.
Or did they?
Not bad.
You're going to go back to jail. You put that fork on my plate again. We don't steal somebody's barbecue.
Yeah, anyway. Hopefully I've talked some sense into one of you. Hopefully your next letter starts with, I can't write to you anymore. What am I thinking? And then you go, L. McFeely at 98kupd.com and say, hi, Larry. I was writing prisoners because I thought that was my best option. I didn't realize you were still here. Get Larry a nice lady. At the very least, pen pal with that guy.
There's one for you.
How is Larry single? A dude in prison. I'm going through it, man. I can't. I think I'm going to ask for a divorce. I'm seeing someone else. How in the world are they doubling down in jail? Dude like Larry single. He's picky. I'll give you that. He's too picky, but.
This guy give up his left nut for Brittany Zamora. There you go, Joker.
there's plenty of guys that would bang Brittany Zamora. You can't. Brittany got out. You couldn't take her out with your. Who's your new girlfriend? Her name's Brittany. Oh, she's cute. Yeah,
I think I've seen her before somewhere.
Familiar.
Yeah.
She left her husband for a 12-year-old. Went to jail for a little while. Right. The hot teacher. Yeah. That's her. You're not worried about that happening again? Oh, every single day, every waking moment, I'm worried that a 12-year-old's going to sweep her off her feet again. That's my biggest fear. I'm horrified by it, but I'm stinging it for now.
Got to take my shot.
Stop writing letters to them. I'm sorry, prisoners. Stop it. Write letters to other prisoners. Keep that together. I don't know. The world's gone crazy. It's just nuts. Let's get a wake-up song and try to set this thing back on track. And remember that when everything starts going south, there's always the zoo. You can go to the zoo,
right,
Brady. just let all your cares and troubles wash away. Just let your IQ drop by the second as you become more and more oblivious to the world, and you're probably in a better spot. Let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800, a good one! And we'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98KUPD.